Mary Morris is on the phone. Mary is heading up the College Savings Foundation. Mary, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Good to be with you.
Well, two basic questions to start off this segment today. First of all, we're going to be talking about Generation Z, Gen Zs.
Zers.
And so, first of all, what age group are we talking about? And after Z, does A come next?
Well, I'm not sure about that. They don't ask me to name the generations, but we're talking about high school kids.
Okay.
Those who are just on the cusp of adulthood. So I don't know the exact range for Generation Z, but
In
our survey, we were looking at high school students.
I just looked it up. It says Gen Zers are 2 to 19.
2 to 19?
Yeah, I don't know any 2-year-old that's planning for college, but now you say 17.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, 17, 18-year-olds, they're starting to do this on their own or with help from their parents?
You know, it's probably a little bit of both. But down 15, 16, 17-year-olds, we find it was mostly juniors this year that responded for whatever reason. And I think it's probably because they are right in the thick of thinking about what school they're going to go to and what is possible. But we're finding more and more that kids are thinking earlier about college and how they're going to pay for it. You know, there's been so much media coverage, which is great, about saving for college, about 529 programs, as well as the burdens of too much student loan debt. So I think that's getting into people's heads, and they're starting to think earlier about planning and saving for college.
So it sounds as if this group is doing much better than previous groups in thinking about this and planning.
Well, we think so. The evidence so far would seem to point that direction. And again, I think their parents help. Obviously, we find that the more the parents are focused on college and also saving, that does motivate the kids to do the same. But, you know, I go out to events. I'm privileged to chair the College Savings Foundation, which is a national organization of folks that run 529 programs around the country and support them in different ways. And then I also am the CEO of the Virginia 529 College Savings Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk to people all around the country, I get a chance to, and particularly in Virginia at events. And, you know, it's a mix. I mean, sometimes it's the kids, particularly if their parents didn't go to college, you know, if there's not sort of a tradition of that in a family, the kids may be the ones that are pulling their parents along and saying, hey, I really want to do this. This is important. You know, they're hearing about it from their friends and in school. And so they sometimes are the catalyst to really get the saving and the thinking started. And a lot of times it is the parents, of course, who know how important it is, whether they had those opportunities or not. You know, they see the benefits of getting some post-secondary education. And there's a wide range. You know, it's not just a traditional 4-year college degree. There is a lot of post-secondary education that really can move kids along.
You talked about the Virginia 520. Is that the one American Funds does?
Yes. So yeah. College America is partnership with the American Fund.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good one. I have my kids in that one, so that's good. Mary, you talk about these 529 plans, are you seeing numbers decline or go up when you talk about parents who start thinking ahead of time at age 2, 3, 4, you know, when the Gen Zers just get started, of preparing ahead of time, whether it's, you know, $50, $100 a month, whatever you decide to put into it? I know there's some tax benefits in certain states as well, but are you seeing an increase in that or is it going the wrong way?
We're seeing an increase. I would say in the last couple of years, it's leveled off a little bit, but we are still seeing an increase. Some of that, too, is, you know, it's always net numbers. So people are, we're getting to be mature programs. So people are actually using the accounts more now for the purposes for which they were intended, which is great. But we are seeing a continued increase in new accounts and assets being put in. And we all look at that pretty closely, and I think we're all doing a better job messaging, not only to get new participants, but to get those who started to do a better job, you know, to save more regularly. And, you know, we see something in the neighborhood of probably 55 to 65% of accounts have a contribution during a given year. Well, that's a pretty good rate. You'd like to see it be 100%, obviously. But some people can put a bigger chunk in and then they think, okay, we're done. You know, I'm going to fund it now if they happen to be fortunate enough to be able to do that. But the reality is that most people who save with us, you know, it's sort of just pure old middle America, who are families that can't write a check for college and don't think they're going to get you know, a lot of financial aid, a lot of grant money, they're going to have to pay for it. And so they are saving regularly. And you're absolutely right. If you save $100 or $200 a month, even if it's only $15 a month, for a long time, it makes a real difference.
For our listeners who would like to get some more information, your collegesavingsfoundation.org is your website.
Correct.
And it sounds very encouraging, Mary, what you've talked about this morning. Mary Morris, chair of the College Savings Foundation, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.